Welcome to the Pinnacle 5 podcast series. I'm Summer Yeiser, the host of this series of information and advice on financial topics. The topic for this podcast is understanding the five different ways a business can be structured. Our guest today is Kirsten Schreiner, a financial advisor at Pinnacle Financial Partners. Kirsten, where does a new business start in making the right choice about how it's structured?
Well, thank you, Summer. First of all, making a decision on the best structure for a business is a really important one, and there's no one single approach that works for everyone. It's extremely important to talk with your attorney and with your CPA when choosing a structure. The factors to consider include the product or service that the company provides, the potential liabilities for the business and the owner, and then also the tax implications for the business and the business owner.
With all of these variables, give us an overview of the five types of structures and then get into more detail on each.
Okay, sure. The first type is the sole proprietorship. The second type are there are three types of partnerships: the general partnership, the limited partnership, and the limited liability partnership, also known as an LLP. The third type is the limited liability company, or LLC. And the fourth is the C corporation, and the fifth is the S corp, or S corporation. I'll start with the sole proprietorship. It's a simple and inexpensive structure to create, but it can open the owners up to personal liability for business debt. It's a structure where the owner does not file articles with the state. If you're a business entity other than a sole proprietor, you'll register your business name with the Secretary of State and pay a registration fee. The business isn't taxed. The individual reports it on their personal income tax return. A partnership is the second type, and there are actually three different types of partnerships, and I'll start with a general partnership. It's composed of two or more people who agree to contribute money, labor, and or skill to a business. Each partner would share the profits, losses, and management of the business, and each partner is personally and equally liable for the debts of the partnership. The partners are considered self-employed, and the assets of the partnership and the partners are at risk.
What determines what percentage of the business each partner has? It would seem that labor and skill are hard to quantify.
Well, the partnership agreement will address these types of questions, such as the partner's authorities, management duties of the partners, and allocation of profits, losses, and draws. The clients will consult with their attorney to create this partnership agreement. The second type of partnership is called a limited partnership, and it's composed of one or more general partners, and then you have one or more limited partners. The general partners manage the business and share fully in its profits and losses, but the limited partners, they also share in the profits of the business, but their losses are limited to the extent of their investment. Limited partners are typically not involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. The third type is the limited liability partnership. It's also known as an LLP. This business structure is used commonly by professionals such as accountants and lawyers. It's similar to the general partnership, except that normally a partner does not have personal liability for the negligence of another partner. They're similar to an LLC, except LLPs may not be taxed as a C corp. To set up any partnership relationship on the lending or depository side of the bank, we would require the partnership agreement.
Can you give us an example of the difference in taxing?
It's always best to talk with your CPA about these tax concerns. The bank doesn't give tax advice necessarily, but the difference in the taxing would be that either a company will pay the taxes on the business income, or that income would flow to the personal tax return and the owner would pay taxes on it personally. The third type is the limited liability company, or an LLC, and it can be formed by one or more persons. The owners can choose to be taxed like a partnership or a corporation. And if an LLC has a single owner, they can be taxed as an individual for federal purposes. And some states, like Tennessee, recognize the existence of a professional limited liability company, which encompasses attorneys, architects, CPAs, and similar state license occupations. One of the biggest benefits is the limited personal liability protection that it offers. And this means that the debts, obligations, and liabilities of the LLC aren't passed through to the ownership's personal assets as they are in sole proprietorships and partnerships. And in addition, an LLC owes no federal tax on income, although state laws can vary on taxing income earned by the LLC. From the bank standpoint, to set up an LLC account, the bank would require their articles of organization for the LLC, which will outline the initial statements to form the company.
If there's only one owner, wouldn't it be better to choose to be a limited liability company structure rather than a sole proprietorship? That way you avoid the liability to your personal assets?
You are definitely correct that limiting the liability of your personal assets is an important aspect of the LLC. You know, every business is different, and the sole proprietor sometimes works for companies that are looking for a simpler, less expensive way to structure themselves. And that's why it's just really important that you talk with your attorney, who's going to be focused on the liabilities, the potential liabilities for a company, and the CPA that is focused on the potential tax implications. And together, they can decide which entity is the best way to go. The C Corporation, or C Corp, it's a legal entity that exists separately from its owners. The owners are not considered self-employed, and shareholders own the equity in the company. Ownership is, by and large, easily transferable, and there is limited liability for the shareholders. Additional capital is easier to access through the sale of stock. However, corporations can be complex and expensive to establish and maintain. They're also subject to additional taxes that other business entities may not be required to pay. This structure is usually ideal for a business that intends to attract investors through venture capital funding. And the fifth and final type is the S Corporation, or S Corp. It's a standard business corporation with a special tax status. The S Corp can have no more than 100 shareholders who are taxed like a partnership and have limited liability. Profits and losses pass directly through to the shareholders, and income isn't taxed at the corporate level. All shareholders must be individuals, banks, certain types of trusts, or certain tax-exempt organizations, and any individual shareholder must be either a U.S. resident or U.S. citizen. With both an S and C Corp, the bank would require articles of incorporation to establish a lending or depository relationship with the bank.
You've helped me and our listeners understand more about the types, but it seems to be very complex to analyze and compare the different options and to make the right decision.
You're right, Summer. It is very complex to analyze and make the right decision as to how you structure your business. There are numerous taxes, contractual obligations, and liabilities to consider when forming a business. These issues can be complicated, so as I said earlier, it's really important to consult with both an experienced attorney and a CPA. I think it's also important to add that as it has to do with financing needs or the opening of accounts, the decision you make as to what type of business you decide to set up does not necessarily matter to the bank. What is important to the bank is that the business structure is set up correctly and that we get the proper documentation for the business entity. It's also important to remember that as businesses grow, the structure will need to evolve with it. So this could lead to making a change in the way it's structured.
Let me summarize the five types of business structures for our listeners. Number one, sole proprietorships. Number two, the three types of partnerships. That was the general partnership, limited partnership, and limited liability partnership. Our third structure is the limited liability company. Fourth is the C Corp. And last, our fifth structure is the S Corp. Kirsten, thank you so much for helping us understand more about the options in structuring a business. And thanks to everyone for listening to this Pinnacle 5 podcast. All of our podcasts are archived in the Learning Center of the Pinnacle website at pnfp.com.